Natural gas is touted as the bridge fuel to wean the U.S. off dirtier fossil fuels. It's plentiful due to fracking and seen as less carbon intensive until you factor in that it's mostly methane, a potent greenhouse gas, and that much more of it leaks into the atmosphere at every stage of production and delivery than its boosters acknowledge. When it comes to the last stage, as it's delivered to our homes, the quantity that leaks is staggering and shocking, partly because much of the gas pipeline system is old and corroded. Now some citizen activists in Cambridge, Massachusetts, have decided to alert their neighbors to the danger that seeps up through their pavements, and Living on Earth's Helen Palmer has been out with them.
It's a chilly, drizzly afternoon as three mothers with five children and me in tow head out onto the streets. They've got fistfuls of yellow flags, posters and flyers to mark some of the 200-odd gas leaks in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
So I'm Beth Adams, and I live in Cambridge. I'm mom to Asher, who's 8, and Berwin, who's 6.
Beth's part of the group Mothers Out Front, mobilizing for a livable climate.
We're a group of moms and grandmothers and other caregivers who are concerned about climate change and all children and their future. Our ultimate goal really is to transition as swiftly as possible from fossil fuels to a clean, renewable energy future.
To push towards that goal, Beth Adams and the other moms, Susan Kirshner and Audrey Day Williams, and their children are flagging the 8 or so leaks in this small part of North Cambridge.
So we have one right here, and then we also have two right across the street, very close to each other.
Leaks aren't a new problem for this antique gas pipeline system. Indeed, for years, a Boston University team has been driving around the streets with a sensitive detector to pinpoint exactly where gas is escaping. Their map of Boston's leaks spurred citizens in other communities to take action. Audrey Shulman is president of the Cambridge nonprofit Home Energy Efficiency Team, or HEAT. HEAT works with the utility-funded program Mass Save that helps residents cut their personal carbon footprint and costs. Audrey read about the BU team and its gas-detecting device in the Boston Globe.
And one line in the article said that the amount of gas lost totally erased all of the energy efficiency programs through Mass Save in terms of their damage. From that one line, I thought, I have to do something. This is an issue I must take on.
So she borrowed the gas leak analyzer from Professor Nathan Phillips and drove it round Cambridge and Somerville, mapping everywhere it detected methane. But she realized she could take this exercise further, thanks to new legislation.
In 2014, for the first time ever, the utilities had to report on the location and age of every gas leak in their territory. So I found those reports, and I thought, I can map this. So I mapped over 20,000 gas leaks across Massachusetts in over 200 different municipalities.
And then she checked the leaks she'd mapped with the methane detector in Cambridge and Somerville against the lists the utilities had provided, though there remains some uncertainty about how comprehensive those lists actually are.
The interesting thing when looking at what the utility reported as opposed to what we had found is in Cambridge, we found about 30% more gas leaks than the utility was reporting, and in Somerville, we found almost double the number that the utility was reporting.
And that's how come now the mothers out front are out on the streets of Cambridge with their kids to alert citizens to leaks outside their doors. Beth Adams consults the gas leaks map.
So we have a map here of the leaks in this area. So we're going to put down a flag, and the flag reads, the nose knows. Methane gas leak nearby. Let's put this right here. Asher, can you hold this, please?
Where did I put I'll do it.
You can put it either, if there's a place in the ground, I'm going to get another one for us.
They stick the bright yellow plastic flags into the ground beside a street tree and tie an information sheet on a nearby pole.
So we're attaching the sign here. And we're educating our neighbors, our colleagues, our elected officials. And it says here, we have over 20,000 gas leaks statewide. Eversource is passing the cost to us. Leaks speed up climate change, kills trees, and waste energy. And so there's a gas leak right here. In fact, there are three, just within about 30 feet of each other. So we have here, methane is leaking from underground gas pipelines near here. Find your local leak and take action for our children's future. Do you need another tie to fit it all the way around the tree? Okay, go ahead. Thank you for helping.
The gas that's lost through leaks is not insignificant. Audrey Shulman says a joint 2015 study from Boston and Harvard universities calculated both what was lost and what it cost.
You know, from the results that it found over in the greater Boston area, it calculated that about 2.7% of all the natural gas we are trying to get to our homes and businesses to use is being wasted, being leaked out by these aging pipes buried under the ground. So that's about $120 million per year in Massachusetts alone.
And of course, it's customers that pay for that lost gas. It's reflected in the unit price that utilities charge, though there's a bill currently in the state legislature to prohibit the companies from pushing the cost of this wastage onto we the people.
So we're going to the end of Linnaean here, and then, Avon Hill.
Yep.
Taking a left on Linnaean and then a right onto Gray Street. We have two more to tag there.
And as the mothers plant their flags, the kids run ahead to hang flyers on the door handles of the houses closest to the leaks. And what they're doing grabs the attention of Michael Connolly, a tall, elegant, white-haired man walking his two golden retrievers. He takes a flyer. I ask why he's interested.
Well, two reasons, really. There's a safety issue, but I'm also aware that gas leaks are, I would say, 100 times more prevalent than I would have guessed 5 years ago. That's an economic issue and it's a climate issue. And it's crazy that we pay for infrastructure and then let it degrade and waste our resources. So that's why.
And as we walk on, Alexandra Delman comes out of her house to take her children to the park with their scooters and sees the flyer the kids have just hung on her doorknob.
No, I think it's important stuff to know, and I'm quite surprised that the residents around here don't know about it, and I'm pleased that it was brought to our attention. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's definitely a worry. It's a worry for the environment. It's a worry on a safety and health level, and I think definitely we should try and put some pressure on the companies to get these leaks fixed.
One effect of all the publicity and attention now being paid to all these gas leaks is that, yes, the leaks are getting fixed at a much faster rate. But Audrey Shulman is not impressed.
Because of a 2014 law, they are increasing their speed of infrastructure repair, of replacing these pipes, these aging pipes under the street, by 400%. So instead of replacing all the old leaky pipes in 80 years, they're now hoping to get it done in 20 to 25 years, which seems like still a really long time to me, because methane is such an incredibly damaging climate gas.
The state's two main utilities, Eversource Energy and National Grid, say they plan to spend billions over the next few years to fix the worst leaks. Now, a study just released by a graduate student at Boston University found that 50% of the gas lost comes from just 7% of the leaks, meaning that fixing just those leaks would go a long way towards cutting the wastage and the dangers that methane poses to health and the climate. In the meantime, the mothers out front and their children will continue to pound the pavements and flag the leaks to let people know what's going on under their streets. It's a campaign that some of the kids take seriously, too. Beth Adams' son, Asher.
I'm 8 years old, and I'm really proud of my mom for helping everyone, not just us kids, but everyone get rid of this thing, that there's so many gas leaks and pipes that could cause fateful damage to houses and property because it could catch on fire and make an explosion.
So it's one of the reasons you're out here, because you care about your future?
I really do care about my future, and everyone else's too.
And faced with such moral conviction and sentiment from the mouths of 8-year-olds, the utilities would find it hard to argue for any delay in fixing the persistent, wasteful and destructive leaks in our decaying gas pipeline system. For Living on Earth, I'm Helen Palmer in North Cambridge, Massachusetts.